Gina Alexandria. 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Good morning, everybody. This is Lily Allen coming to you from this dynamic little church called New Birth Missionary Baptist Church of Leesville, Louisiana, where the Reverend Clinton W. Turner is pastor. We want to welcome everybody to the Good Shepherd broadcast on 88.1 every Thursday of the month at 11 to 11:30 a.m. You will find this Good Shepherd preaching and teaching at 1110 South 10th Street here in Leesville, Louisiana. Our services begin Sunday with Sunday school at 10 a.m. and Sunday worship at 11 a.m. Wednesday night's midweek service begins with prayer and Bible study at 6:30 p.m. Thursday night, choir rehearsal at 6 p.m. Youth choir rehearsal the last Thursday of each month before the first Sunday. Women's Mission meets the fourth Monday of each month at 6 p.m. The Feeding Ministry feeds lunch every second Monday of each month from 12 to 2 p.m. All meals are free. All we ask is that you come and eat lunch with us. Also, our clothing ministry donates new clothes to anyone in need. Opens every second Monday of each month along with the feeding ministry from 12 to 2. God is blessing us to be a blessing to others. You can join us at any of our services at 1110 South 10th Street here in Leesville. If the Good Shepherd's message has been a blessing, you can obtain a copy of the message by calling 337-424-1286. Please stay tuned to 88.1 because I will return after the broadcast to announce the upcoming events at New Birth Missionary Baptist Church. Now, I will present to some and introduce to others our dynamic pastor, the Good Shepherd, the Reverend Clinton W. Turner.
Your encouragement. Go to the book of Mark, the fifth chapter. Mark, the fifth chapter. Believe. Look at somebody standing next to me. Y'all know the way we do it here. I know we want to get out of here, but we got enough time to do this. Shake hands with somebody and smile at them. Amen. 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 It's a neighbor.
Read
these verses, chapter, it had been a long day.
All right.
Jesus had been preaching.
Yes.
He had been teaching. And how many know that takes time?
Yes.
It's hard for me to give you a 5-minute sermon. That don't do you no good. But it had been a long day, and he had told the disciples, get in the ship and let's go over to the other side.
All right.
And they quickly obeyed the master. And my brothers and sisters, how many know that's the way our response ought to be?
All right. Yeah. Amen.
It ought to be quick. It ought to be spontaneous. We shouldn't waver and we shouldn't procrastinate. I wish I had a witness. When it comes to the will of Almighty God, God had told some people some stuff a long time ago, brother.
Right.
And they have yet to obey God.
Well.
And that just might be the reason. You haven't received what the Lord has for you.
That's right.
In your life.
All right.
But they quickly obeyed Jesus. They got rid of the crowd that he had been teaching. And they got in the boat. The word is they started moving toward the other side.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But while they were moving,
the storm came up.
Storm arose.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And this wasn't some little old spring shower.
All right.
This was a fierce storm.
All right.
When you read and you study it, some say it was like a hurricane.
Yeah.
Like a tornado.
Yeah.
For the wind were fierce.
Yeah.
And in the midst of the storm, the waves began to come on board the ship.
All right.
Yeah.
Said the ship just tossed to and fro. And the disciples did what they could. I mean, these were happy fishermen. They knew what they was doing. But they became afraid. And they went to Jesus, who was asleep on board the ship. They said, wake up. Don't you care about us? There's a storm outside. And if you don't do nothing, we gonna perish.
All right.
He woke up like a man.
All right.
That was his humanity.
That's right.
But when he spoke, he spoke like a God.
Yeah.
Just spoke to the wind. Spoke to the waves.
All right.
All he said was peace.
Peace.